My criticisms all along is that since the beginning, we have never sought in a meaningful way to develop a strategy for living with COVID. We've gone the scenic route, and I would say the painfully scenic route, that things like mask wearing at the beginning were still not there on the benefits of antigen testing that have been enjoyed elsewhere in the world. And AstraZeneca, only today are we announcing that we're cutting the gap between them to 4 weeks. It's months since other countries did the same. And also the use of AstraZeneca and Janssen for young people. I think at this stage, we are also marrying an irrational fear of indoor activities. It's not just about drinking and eating, it's about other activities, indoor play centres, amusements, bowling and so on. The way we are proceeding is unbalanced, it's discriminatory, and it's based on modelling of worst case scenarios. And you made this point yourself. We are seeking out where is absolutely worst. And in this instance, it's the northwest of England. We're ignoring the relative success of the north, where a matter of 15 minutes from where you sit, we can eat and drink and bowl and be merry and everything else. And for all the world, the sky has yet to fall in.
Is he afraid to go against Neffert?
My view is, yes, he is. My view is that there is a leadership deficit in government when it comes to navigating the COVID crisis. They are afraid to challenge what is a worst case scenario, over focus all of the time. It lacks balance. And I think as governments and as politicians, as an anorectus, we must inject the balance. And the question must be posed. I mean, are NIAC, are NFIT, is the high level group on vaccination, are they so right and every other country so wrong?